First, I just want to thank, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tell you guys a cool story. When I was in Miami, and I know sometimes they say at this level of business, don't mix politics and religion, but this is who I am. I remember tithing a few years ago, had a $700,000 check in my hand, the pastor had the other side, and my wife and I prayed and believed that, if we give, that we will get more. There was a guy in Miami, he told me that would be my last contract. My wife and I said that what we are here to do, we need more resources, and we started to give. And this is an amazing opportunity for us and our family and our community. Second, I want to thank the McCaskies, George, Miss Virginia McCaskey. I remember talking to Jay my last year in Miami and calling him, just telling him to keep his head up. He's getting banged up. And I started talking to him about, possibly getting traded, to the Bears. And I was like, man, it'd be cool, but I don't think they'll do it. They're way too conservative, and I have a past, And Jay was like, no, we'll get it done. I said, okay, cool. So let's talk about it after the season. Jay was like, after the season? Let's try to get it done before the trade deadline. I said, no way it'll happen. So fast forward a few months, sitting in a hotel in Boston with my wife, my agent calls and says, man, you've been traded. I said, what? I said, put Jeff Ireland on the phone. I need to hear it from him. We prayed about it. We said we made a list of three teams, and Chicago was number one. I wanted to be back with Jay. I wanted to be in Chicago. I didn't even know anything about the history, to be honest. I didn't even know anything about how great this city was, but I wanted to be back with Jay. And, so that was another prayer answered. Ted Phillips, taking a chance on me. Thank you so much, Phil. I really appreciate you, bold, and I think it paid off, for both of us.
Not as bold as that handkerchief.
That was bold. I don't think there was any other teams that would have pulled that one off, but I really appreciate you. There's so many times where, you just embrace me and accept me for who I am, after tough losses, that pat on the back, that tight hug, to get me through means a lot. It says a lot about who you are and how you're running this whole deal. Jeff Bonzel, I'm naming these people because this is a first-class organization, and I want to thank these group of men and women because, every single day, they make it so easy to come to work, comfortable. It's fun. I've been in two other places. Denver was a first-class organization. Miami has a lot of history, but this place is the best, and it's because of the people. Jeff Bonzo, what he does for us, the groundskeepers, Ken, John, Joe, these guys are amazing. These guys have been here 20, 25 years, and what they do for us every single day, they're selfless. Scott Hagel, thank you so much. I've been around some great ones, and you are the best. Jim Christman, you're awesome. Thank you for everything that you do every single week, helping me fix my tie after games, the gum that you hold for me and the chapstick, and dealing with me, because he gets my mind right before I step up there after tough wins or, after big games, he settles me down. So I appreciate you. Mike Corbo, Jared, you guys are awesome. How you guys just sell out for the team. We really appreciate you guys. Marge Hamm, Bears Care. She's amazing. And, that's what I really love about this organization. It's not all about football. Well, it's really not about football. It's really about family and giving back and building one unit. So Marge does an awesome job with the Bears Care. Cliff Stein, thank you. You got the money right, so you're the man. There were so many tough conversations, and Cliff just hung in there and just, his hand stayed steady the whole time. Chris Hibbs, head of sales and marketing. He's an amazing guy, getting all of our guys involved in the community and also doing some things with our partners. Adam, he's an amazing guy with the things that he does for us, on game day, our seats and suites and all of that. Lee Torling, day before the game, switching up tickets, need more tickets. He's amazing. Coach Trussman. Man, I played for some great coaches. Coach Shanahan was a great coach. X's and O's, one of the best in the business. What I'm about to say about coach has nothing to do about football. Best in the business. So thankful that you're here, coach. He's just a coach is amazing. You know, he's a man that I look up to. He's a man that I would like to be one day. The culture that he's forming here with the help of Phil and the McCaskies and you know everyone upstairs. I've never been around it. He puts us in position every single day to grow as men. To be honest, I don't think we would be sitting here if it wasn't for Coach and me believing in him and his coaching staff. I can't say I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words when I'm talking about Coach. I mean, he's a man's man. He knows how to lead alpha males. You know, some cool little stories about Coach, and this is why I love him so much. We fly in 3-4 o'clock in the morning. He's the last man off the plane, pushing in chairs, picking up trash, and that's the type of guy he is. He teaches everyone how to serve, not by words, but by his actions. So I thank you, Coach, for what you're doing in my life and all these young men in the locker room. What you're doing is nothing. It has nothing to do with football, but has everything to do with football. So I thank you for your leadership and your guidance, because it is a trickle-down effect, and you really are affecting every single man and woman in this building, on the planes, every person you come in contact with. Mel Tucker, Aaron Cromer, one of the best coaches I've ever been around. Coach Mike Clark, my wide receiver coaches, Mike Groh and Carson. We're going through this process. I was calling them. I said, "Hey, man, I want this receiver coach." I was afraid because I had a different receiver coach every single year. And we hired this guy. I was like, man, I don't think they got it right. But we got it right. He's awesome, and I love what he's doing in our segment room. Chris Hanks, Jeremy Smith, David, Will Rogers, our athletic trainers. Tony Medellin, you know, I think he's been here 26 years or maybe going on 27. Best in the business. Travis Brown, Travis, Carl, Dylan. I mean, these guys, sometimes they don't even get sleep sometimes, man. Those are the guys that really, you know, get the job done for us. Dwayne Joseph, one of my mentors. He's in the player personnel division. He was actually with me in Miami. The video department, we really appreciate you guys for making us look good. We say the eye in the sky, you know, never lies. So I appreciate you guys for, you know, making me look good out there. Dave, Dean, Dan, and Jack. And last but not least, my family, Kennard McGuire, thank you so much. I was a young man lost in Denver, and to be honest, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be sitting here. Saw something in me that was beyond what I can give you, and I just needed support. I didn't need an agent, and you were a man that you know, just came in and gave me that. So I thank you. Coach DJ McCarthy, thank you so much. Harvey Steinberg, Matt Gates, McLean Hospital. And I thank the NFL, because if it wasn't for the NFL, I wouldn't be sitting here. You know, if I'd be in, know where I would be. Dr. Gunderson, thank you. Sarah Hickman, thank you. UCF, thank you. Pastor Carl Wentz, Pastor Ed, and Yvette Brinson. Thank you so much. And last, my wife, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Thank you for standing by me. You showed me how to love. You showed me how to serve. And I thank you. You're my lifeline. You are my inspiration to get the help that I needed. And I thank you. So yeah, it feels like a retirement thing right now, but it's but it means a lot to me. So I just wanted to thank everybody, because it's not really about me; it's about the people around me. Anybody that's in a position of, you know, in a successful position or have been successful, It's about the team. It's about having the right people on the bus and the right people in the right seats. And I think I figured it out, and I'm thankful for them. So thank you guys. Love you.